Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Horse racing will be the focus, harness racing in particular, when Ontario Progressive Conservatives meet in Milton on March 25th. It's an evening hosted by, among other people, harness driver and Conservative MPP candidate Anthony McDonald. Well, who better to have for a keynote speaker than our guest today on Trot Radio? Jeff Gural, USHWA and USTA Horse Person of the Year, is a man that basically rescued the Meadowlands with his own money and by extension perhaps rescued racing in a large part of North America. He's on the other end of my line. Jeff, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Norm.
Let's start with the Q&A you're going to be having on Tuesday in Milton. How'd you get involved with that and why should people come out?
Actually, I got involved because, did it Anthony McDonald?
Anthony McDonald, the driver.
He's running for office. He asked me to come up, and I asked him, I was kind of reluctant, because I said, you don't really want to hear what I have to say. And then I told him what I thought, and he said, no, that's fine. We'd really appreciate it if you would come up. So I said, okay, if that's, as long as you don't mind what I have to say.
One of the things you've done well is try and introduce the sport to a new demographic, and one of the ways you've done that is to have a lot more transparency. You've really laid down the law, and some of the old ways that were tolerated, say when you and I were going to the track four nights a week, you're not tolerating anymore. This past Saturday, for example, Joe Bongiorno made a few comments that didn't imply that there was anything under the table going on with a couple of mounts he had. He just simply gave a frank assessment of what he thought the trainer's intent was, and he had to sit out a few races on those horses. What was your motivation behind that?
We really have a problem because we're entering this new age of social media, and my goal is to try to give people as much information as possible and not have it the way the old days was, where there'd be inside information. So, the betting public would look up on the board and see a horse that's 10-1 on the morning line be 2-1, mm-hmm. and their assumption was somebody knows something. And, I've tried to copy the NFL, where even though they in theory are opposed to gambling, the joke of it is that they rely on gambling totally.
Sure.
So they make a major effort to put out an injury report. And I think that one way we can attract new fans is to have the drivers tweet their opinion of every horse they're driving and to go in the paddock and put a microphone in front of someone and ask them, could you go through the six drives you have left and tell us what you think? Having said that, it's a slippery slope, but I think we have no choice but to go the social media route. If we don't, we're going to lose another generation of customers.
Sure.
We already lost the last couple of generations when we decided not to go on TV.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we were popular. I think that decision is really haunting us as we speak. So it's a tricky one. Joe's 20 years old. He just expressed himself poorly. He called me the next day. He felt terrible.
Well, I got to ask you, Jeff, as a player, and I'm always trying to introduce new people to the game, and they have the same kind of questions. I mean, are they not entitled to know? Because they're not going to have the same savvy as someone who's been going to the track since he was five and know things like trainer's intent. They don't know, for example, necessarily if you got a two-year-old, it's his first start. The trainer is not going to gut him. Especially if he's paid up to all these stakes.
But I think that you have to create, you have to make it clear that if things go your way, you're still trying to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's the most important thing. So if somebody says, the owner told me to race this horse easy, he's in a stakes race next week, that's my plan, but obviously if the race goes my way, I'm going to try to win. You know what I mean? I think that it's important to convey the message that you're out to win, mm-hmm. and that you're not following instructions that are telling you not to win. It's okay to follow instructions that say don't leave, don't go first over, that kind of thing. Try to stay covered up. But you can never create the impression that you're not out to win. And I think that's kind of important.
Some drivers would be seen as trying too hard to win, those that sometimes do kick a horse and they are penalized. Did you have a talk with Tim Tietrich after he came on your in-house show and said, gosh, you know, just a little brush on the hocks can't hurt?
I talked to all the drivers before the meet started, and I told them that anyone who kicks a horse, it'll be the last time they drive a horse at the Meadowlands. I made it as clear as that. I told them I don't care if it doesn't hurt the horse. I don't care. The perception is bad. I didn't spend $100 million to have to defend you kicking a horse to the public. Kicking horses is prohibited. And I do not believe anyone has kicked a horse since. I hope not.
Well said. Now, you go. This goes back to information and putting it out there on social media. Of course, there's that confusion when a driver kicks out the plugs. It can be seen, especially by the less experienced player, as somehow trying to kick the horse. So there again,
yeah,
it's all about communication.
People, usually they pull the plugs, you know, at the three quarters or, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So I think the kicking issue probably is more, you know, down by the wire where you're trying to get that extra. I know we had a situation last Saturday. Darryl Beer drove a horse and beat the horse to death. And I told my people to let Darryl Beer know that if he ever does it again, he'll never drive there again.
Well,
so I try to watch every race just in case the judges miss something. But that kind of, you know, we have a modified whipping rule in place that most of the drivers adhere to. But what Darryl Beer did last Saturday night was totally unacceptable. And the only issue I had in my mind was, should I give him a warning or not give him a warning? And I was persuaded to give him a warning because we had done something similar with another driver.
Okay.
But you know, I watch every race, and if I see something that I don't like, you know, we're going to question it. And in the case of Darryl Beer last Saturday night, it was awful.
Well, it's your $100 million. You're right. You know,
yeah,
you're the one who spent the money. You love the animal, and there's no reason for it. But let's talk about P.J. Fraley, a trainer who is notable for his three-time O'Brien wins with Pacing Mary Androvet. What has happened there?
Well, we told P.J. that that he no longer was welcome at the Meadowlands. And the owner of the horse, Androvet in particular, asked if, since the horse had already been entered in our stakes, if the horse could race, since we took the entry, cashed the check, etc. And I haven't made a decision. Truthfully, I'll probably let him race because, you know, even if I said you can't, with PJ as the trainer, he would give the horse to another trainer, I guess, for the week. Who knows?
Now, what was the reason for banning Mr. Fraley?
Well, I'd rather not go into the reason for that.
Okay.
Obviously, we had a reason. I have my own investigator out there watching, and you know, unfortunately, two, three weeks ago, we caught a trainer who pulled off the side of the road into a rest stop and got out and went into the back and obviously injected his horses illegally, and fortunately for us, made the mistake of putting the syringes in a paper bag and throwing them in the garbage, which we were able to retrieve. And, you know, the trainer certainly will never race again. And that particular infraction was reported to the Racing Commission.
Sure.
Because that's not up for debate. Let's put it that way.
It's a Meadowlands decision, but will it be reciprocated by NJ Racing?
I would think in that case, yeah.
Okay.
Because it was reported to the judges, and the judges had a hearing that night, and the trainer admitted it.
Okay.
And told the judges what was in those vials, and those horses were scratched. So,
I admire your tenacity and the way you've organized your investigators to look into this. You're one of the very few extremely proactive owners. Can we expect more discussion about this aside from the medicine that horsemen have to take that we were talking about earlier? We're going to hear.
Well, I'll discuss anything they want. I mean, you know, I'm coming up there, so I'm open to any questions. I just hope they don't regret having me up there.
No. No, I mean, you're an example of how good old Yankee ingenuity can overcome. You've certainly done that at Meadowlands, and we can appreciate any feedback you can give us. Jeff, you've always been a good friend of this show. You always take the time to talk to us, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Bye-bye now.